viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me, brother.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, salam and greeting to you.
Alaikum assalam. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
My pleasure to have you both back in the studio, actually, and always pick your brains about movies and your take on the criticism of these movies that we choose, actually, to criticize in such a program, Viewpoints. Well, one of those movies that we decided to work on is called Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Well, it's featuring Liam Neeson, Andrew Garfield, Adam Driver, to just name a few. IMDb gives this movie 7.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 83%, which is a very high grade, actually. And Letterboxd, 4 out of 5. The box office for this movie was $23.8 US million dollars. The whole movie is about Christian missionaries sent out to Japan to propagate, and Rodriguez and group, two Catholic missionaries, travel to Japan in search of their missing mentor, Freira, who is believed to have been promoting Catholicism by going against the law, obviously, in Japan. But before we move on to the questions, as is always the par for the course, for this program, Viewpoints on Iran Radio, we normally take a listen to a short trailer of this movie, Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. And then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints. So stay tuned.
Our Lord said to them, go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every living creature.
Ferreira is lost to us. He denounced God in public and surrendered the faith.
That's not possible. Father Ferreira risked his life to spread our faith all over Japan.
It seems to me that our mission here is more urgent than ever. We must go find Father Ferreira.
This is in your hearts, then, both of you?
Yes.
Then I must trust God has put it down. The moment you set foot in that country, you step into high danger.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Sayyid Abdullah, what is the central theme of Silence, this movie?
I think the name says it all. Let's say the central theme is about the persecution of Christians in time of the Inquisitor, as they call it, where Christianity was put to death, if I can use a word, because Japan didn't look at Christianity very highly, and the Christians were persecuted, whether the believers themselves or the priests who went there, they were persecuted. And as always, which is a very common theme in every Christian movie, is that all the priests and all the high figures, they always complain to God, where the hell are you? Why aren't you helping us? Why aren't you doing something? So the priests and all the Christians, I don't know why they're always complaining about God. If either you have faith in this God of yours, and you shut up and take it like men, and accept that faith has sacrifices, or if you start complaining about God, what kind of God are you complaining to? Like even us as Muslims, right? We know that whatever happens, we say, well, God wills it, and we shut up about it.
Yeah.
We don't see us complaining to God, like, why, you know, all this is happening and you don't do anything about it. We say it's the will of God, right? We submit to that fact. Where sadly, Christianity are not submitting to that.
Not to
and
manage,
they point fingers
directed
to God. He's like, you're silent.
But of course, you're talking about like that kind of Christian viewpoint toward everything, right? But
yeah,
we are talking about Martin Scorsese. He's an atheist,
but see, this
right?
is, so even Martin Scorsese,
obviously,
I mean,
not,
he didn't, no, but
he's not very happy about the Christian thing.
Exactly, but what he does, he's trying to project to us what Christians are like. So it's not just him. In any other movie, even in the biblical term itself, there's always complaining about God.
Even Jesus was complaining on the
cross. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So everyone's complaining.
Those movies.
So Martin Scorsese is like, look, dude, look, what's with your faith?
Uh-huh.
If it's all by complaining, then what kind of God are you guys worshiping? So at the end, he's not bringing this concept of silence from thin air, that God is silent to this massacre, to this torture.
Evil.
He's
things,
not bringing
yeah.
it from thin air. He's
exactly.
bringing it from the actual belief of Christianity itself.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So this was the theme of the movie, that your God doesn't do jackal.
Yeah, we're going to get back to this concept because this is very, very important. And this is something like one of those controversies or misconceptions which are put forth, especially by the atheists, towards or against religious beliefs and believers, by the way. Brother Yasser, how does this movie portray the concept of apostasy? And what is apostasy? And what's the, you know, law against it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I think the movie portrays it in a very weak light. I mean, belief is not something that can be shown by physical actions alone. It is a form of, or a state of the heart. It is a state of the soul. That just because somebody steps on a particular ornament or a particular symbol, does it make the person not believe in that person anymore?
Yes.
I mean, and also to put it like, you know, is your religion so, shallow that these symbols represent your religion? Is that what it is? That your religion is based on symbols? Or is it a higher thing?
Yeah.
Religion is not just based on symbols.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a higher belief and actually giving your entire existence and your entire being to that religion. Even if on the outside, yes, it may be difficult because obviously we understand that there must be a collaboration and a coordination and an association between what happens on the outside and what happens on the inside of a human being. That when one of these things are not in, in sync with one another, obviously there's a thing, but obviously what is more important is what is inside. And in order to protect what is inside, if I show a certain thing outwardly, and to save myself or to save other religions, you know, it doesn't, shouldn't be considered as apostasy. Apostasy is truly, absolutely denying a faith that you had. You,
right.
For example, I believe in God now, and tomorrow, the next hour, I say, I didn't know such thing as God anymore. I start drinking alcohol, I do this and do that. That is apostasy. Not just because I show an outward hatred towards a particular symbol.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it showed apostasy to be something very shallow. It's something big. It's not something that just by stepping on a particular symbol or breaking a particular thing. Yeah, yes, it may be difficult for some people to do that because of, as I mentioned, the conformity of the esoteric and the exoteric nature and realms of a human being.
Right.
But that's not apostasy. Apostasy is really, truly not denying what you believed in.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break while listening to a part of or trailer of the movie Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. And then we'll be back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the Movie Critique Program on iranradio.ir. Stay with us.
The price for your glory is their suffering.
It's too dangerous.
We asked for this mission.
praying to silence.
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on Iran Radio. With me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Asad Abdullah and Brad Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Well, Asad Abdullah, what role does cultural context play in the film's religious narrative? Especially, we are talking about Japan. And to my understanding, the Far Eastern countries don't take it very easily, like when it comes to religion, right?
Yeah. So obviously, the culture really shapes the faith that you're in. Mm. So throughout the movie, for example, they try to kind of, because Japanese themselves, they have their own
religion,
culture. No, they have their own culture.
Yeah, but by the way, by religion, I mean the Christian or Western religion, because they obviously they tend to have their own way of life, right?
Yeah.
Or so, religion, Buddhism, Hinduism.
Yeah.
Or
so what you can see throughout the movie that they, with these priests who they were trying to bring this Christian theology forward, the Japanese people themselves, they were having trouble navigating their way through it because they have their own customs, mm-hmm. And their culture, mm-hmm. in terms of dealing with deities, for example, right?
Yes.
So even when the lady was trying to make a confession at the beginning, the guy was like, what? Why keep repeating what you're saying? Because mm-hmm. obviously he didn't understand that, for example, in certain things in their culture should not be said.
Yes.
Whether confession or not confession. Mm-hmm. They tried to put all these images of Christ and this and that. They tried to bring it to them so they can brainwash them into the Christian mentality. But obviously that wasn't very successful endeavor. So you can see the culture played a big role. And one of the reasons that they themselves, Japanese people, did not accept Christianity is because it collided so much so with their culture. Because their culture itself was based on respect, was based on honor, was based on all these things that Christianity already trying to bring forward. It's like, what are you trying to teach me? I already have these things.
So they
bow to the ground in order to greet you.
So they shouldn't have crashed into each other. Like they should have taken
it. They found no need for it. Uh-huh. When you're already practicing something, I'm saying to you, oh, bro, practice this. I'm like, I'm already doing it. Uh-huh. Why are you trying to sell me something I already have?
It was more an anti-imperialist thing. The Japanese were also very anti-imperial.
Uh-huh.
That they, like you mentioned it in your question,
yeah.
They were Eastern. We
exactly.
have our own Eastern religion, which was at that time Buddhism or Shinto. They were Shinto.
Right, Shinto.
Yeah,
Shinto.
Or they found the, what's the word? I forgot it now. They were Tao. They found Taoism. They
yeah.
followed Taoism, right? Shinto Taoism. So they followed. They say why? Because you also understand the cultural aspect that at that time, the Europeans were coming. Either economically, socially, politically, and all of that. Right? Or we want to bring democracy to the world.
Mm,
so why are you taking all our particular stances and things, and now you're also bringing your religion for us?
Uh-huh.
We don't want it.
And they're very, yeah. very, they're very preservative in terms of their culture, the Japanese. Even until today, they're not the type of people that would give up their culture very quickly.
Right.
If you go to the Middle East, for example, they will sell their culture like with 5 cents.
Yeah.
Right? They will give it up very quickly for a burger.
Yeah.
Japanese like, no. We're very traditional. We're not going to give it up for anybody.
I see. Brother Yasser, what significance does this movie, I mean, Silence of God, which is tried to be depicted in this movie, right? Even the title suggests it. Hold in this movie, what role,
I mean,
what significance?
I mean, that's the thing. I think Said also mentioned it. God is not going to speak to everybody directly. That is not the purpose of belief. God will speak to his prophets, his messengers, certain individuals, right? God has given you scripture. He has spoken to you.
Yes.
And why don't you go to the scripture and see what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
And God has already spoken to you. Why are you looking for something special? You're not special. And that's something we all look at. We are special. No, you're not special. If you're special, you'll be chosen as a prophet. But you're not special. The prophet is special. Therefore, you were chosen as a prophet. He is God's vessel by which he communicates to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left behind you scripture. He left behind for you teachings. God is already speaking through you through those teachings.
Right.
God is never silent. Right? Do you even fathom the point that God is silent, that God is not helping you? I mean, for example, and this is also something very amusing about the movie. There was a scene where these two came out of the hut and they saw a falcon. It was a sign of God.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, nature is no more a sign of God for you. God is speaking to you through the falcon, all of a sudden you forget.
Yes.
I mean,
Thank
you
very
like you said, but this is another
it's a,
like
yeah, it's a very controversial issue, and I want to actually address this, but
because there was another movie we did, right, Martin Scorsese, yes. The Last Passion of the Christ, which is based on a book.
Yeah.
This is also based on a book. Mm. Silence is also based on a book written by a Japanese author.
I see.
So Scorsese based both of his Christian movies on fiction books.
I see. Okay, thank you very much. Well, we are going to continue actually the criticism of this movie, inshallah, in the upcoming episodes. Well, thank you very much for listening to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on iranradio.ir, in which we try to criticize the movie Silence, produced in 2016, directed by Martin Scorsese. Thank you very much.